Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Anything. Yeah, I'm not sure that that's available in Linux. I run Linux also. There are things that do not appear in the Linux footprint yet that may happen. I like Vivaldi for the browser. There's pluses and minuses to it. It's got email integrated in the browser. It does a lot of things. Blocking with some of the add-on ad blockers, it works for a while with YouTube. Then you get this thing advising you to go to them, and you get this pop-up box, and it says, oh, you're blocking us. This is against YouTube terms and agreements to use YouTube, and turn your ad blocker off or you won't be able to see anything. And they intimidate you, which is really stupid. But, you know, what I don't get is they put the ad up, you get about 10 seconds of an ad, and you can click that little box in the corner, which is a pain in the foot. And you don't really, I never really know what ad is on. I click it so quick, but yeah, they're just, they're awesome. I didn't realize that the DuckDuckGo, the browser, which one I think you said you're using, I didn't know that the browser blocked YouTube better.
Let me see if I have it. Yeah, they have what's called the Duck Player, and when you install it, and I don't know if they have a Linux version, they have a Mac version and a Windows version. I use the Mac version, but it's called the Duck Player, and it asks you if you want to use it. You don't have to use it, but it asks you if you want to, and it literally just cuts everything out but the video. So all you have on your screen is the video, so it's kind of nice. Unless you want to see the comments or see the links that they might put on there, then you got to go out of the Duck Player back into YouTube to get that stuff. But yeah, that I don't know if that's new or not. I literally just started using DuckDuckGo browser. I've been using the search engine for a long time, but the browser I just started using maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe a month.